are now tuned in to the F&B segment, proudly brought to you by F&B Namibia.
A very good morning. Thank you to Tata Mike for handing us over there. As you heard, you are now tuned in to the F&B segment, and I'm joined by none other than F&B customer digitalization specialist, Masuva Cornelius. Masuva, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you today? Thank you for having me again.
Yes, I'm doing great as well. So, let's not waste too much time. Let's get right into the topic of the day. So today we're going to talk about something you are a specialist in, is the protecting customers in this digital space, this digital era that we're entering in. So if you can start with the protections that F&B has in place on its various digital channels.
Thank you so much. We are back again to make sure that our clients, we give information.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to educate them. So what I'm going to touch on today is the protection on e-wallet.
Okay.
So the protection on e-wallet is to make sure that the clients understand that you need to protect your wallet. There's an option for you as a client to protect your e-wallet, so that if it happens that you lose your phone, I won't have access to your e-wallet, the money to the e-wallet. So there's a 5-pin that you use to protect your e-wallet. You dial *140#392#, and you go to number 3 more options, and then it will give you an option to protect your wallet. So the reason we want our clients to protect their wallet is to make sure that if you lose your phone, someone won't have access to your e-wallet.
Your e-wallet.
Yes.
So speaking of these protections, is there any other specific protections in place now when it comes to just the e-wallet?
Yeah. So in terms of the e-wallet, I will also touch on our digital channels. Our digital channels are your banking app and also your online banking. So what we did also on the banking app, you have the biometric authentication. So the biometric authentication is making sure that the clients can either use their face or also their fingerprint to open the banking app or to log on to their banking app. Not only that also, but it depends on the phone you have, but not only that also, we have a password to it, and also we have a PIN. So you have three options to protect.
There's three layers.
Exactly. So you have three options to protect your banking app, so that even if you lose your phone, no one will also get to log into your banking app. And also on our online bank, what we do, if you log in right now, you always receive a notification that your device, Lenovo, whichever device you are using, that you've logged on to your online banking. So you, as a client, you'll be able to understand, no, it's not me. Then you can be able to report or you reject that.
Yeah.
So it's part of us making sure that you are protected. And also, just to add more onto that also, when you are doing a payments also, you receive a notification. If you log into your online banking, you don't want to do a payment, you receive a notification on the banking app that you're about to do a payment of how much. Is it you? Then you have an option also to report fraud. If you know that it's not you, you report that as fraud.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so now if we do get in a situation where the phone gets lost or the phone gets stolen, what are the steps the customer should take in place to ensure that all the information and funds are safe?
Yes. So the most important thing that a client needs to do, first thing, is to make sure that he can contact our contact center at 061-299-2222 or the 081 number, which is 081-953-6262, or also you can also contact our fraud desk center, which is 061-299-2999, which means after hours.
Okay.
So that's what we want our clients to do. If you lose your device, it still applies to you losing your card, whether it's your wallet, you know that you have your bank card in. So that's the same route also we want our clients to take regarding that.
Yeah. And if I'm a client and I suspect that someone is trying to scam me or trying to access my information in any way, shape or form, how do I go about staying protected?
So it will depend. It's the person maybe trying to scam you, like we said on our last session where we spoke about phishing, when they try to call you and everything. And the fraudsters trying to call you, which means we said if they call you and tell you that you have won something, what we want from a client is to stop and report that.
Yeah.
And I just mentioned that you stop and report to 061-299-2222. So that's the most important thing. If you are called, if you receive a text, don't click on that, report it. You can report it at the contact center,
mm-hmm.
but also at our front line. Then we can be able to assist you.
Yeah.
And also, and it's part of us making sure that our clients are really protected. They are aware, they know how to protect themselves. Even on our banking app,
yeah.
there is a way you can go and report all these situations when they happen. So you have lost your card, you can go inside the banking app, you block the card, or you can call us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, and just to emphasize on what he said, never click on those links, no matter how realistic or how probable they may seem. Rather be safe than sorry. And so what are some information that as a client that you should keep close to your chest, never share under any circumstances?
Thank you so much. I really need to make sure that clients understand and especially our FNB clients, it's very important, and we're going to have more sessions like this one. Like I said, we're going to have also activations
mm-hmm.
anytime soon. It will be also next week. We should be in Grootfontein, Tsumeb.
Mm-hmm.
As part of us making sure that we educate our clients, and it's a promise to our clients that we really we just want to make sure that they understand on what they need to do. And also as we need to keep that trust, because remember, they decided FNB to be their first bank of choice. So we need to make sure that they understand on what to share. So like we said, your one-time PIN, which is your OTP. So like I said on our last session, that OTP can trigger an withdrawal in your account
mm-hmm.
or a linking to your account. So do not share it. And also your card number, the numbers in front of your card, and also the numbers that are at the back of your card, which we call them the CVV number.
Yeah.
Do not share it. And also your cell phone banking and also your passwords. We do not share it. And also what we need to do and what we want our clients to understand, your password shouldn't be that easy. If I know that you have a dog called Tiger,
you're speaking about the online password now.
Yes. Online password. So it shouldn't be an easy one. It shouldn't be an easy one.
Yeah.
We try to make sure that the clients understand that that password shouldn't be guessable and everything. And also making sure that wherever they are, it's a Saturday. You are having coffee at the restaurant. Please do not connect to public Wi-Fi's.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. So Your password shouldn't be Mbasuva 123.
Exactly. Yes. That's what we want to for them to understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And so, just following up on that, when it comes to, you know, there's many situations where people, let's say I give my banking information or anything to someone I'm sending to the store or anything like that. In situations like that, how can the person remain protected?
In a situation like that, if you have already given that password and everything, so the most important thing is, like we said, is just to make sure that you call us so that we can block. So if you are banked on the banking app, you have the mm-hmm. banking app, you can also stop your card. You can only we give clients options on how to protect themselves. So on the banking app, you can go into the banking app, you can see that, oh, I gave my information. You can just quickly go into the banking app, you block your card. And no, or you can block or you can cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you feel like you have been compromised, also what you can do, like I said, you call us on 061, our contact center, 061-299-2222,
mm-hmm.
so that we can make sure that we can block everything into your account.
And once a person triggers that block, is it instant, like it happens in that moment?
Yes, once you call us, even on the banking app, once you do it, it's, mm-hmm. it's done already. If you call it, we do it once there.
And the process after that, does one then have to reapply for new information, or how do I go about being able to use my account after I have requested the blocking?
Yes. So what we'll do, obviously, you will need to visit one of our branches so that we can be able to identify you, and we get back, you get your account back and you start banking. And also what we have started doing now also at a branch level,
mm-hmm.
we've started making sure that also our staff, our consultants also do engage with our clients in terms of fraud. You are opening account also, that fraud engagement also comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, most definitely. And if there's anyone listening that has a question for Mbasuva, we still have a few minutes remaining. You can call the studio at 083-288-401. That's our Vintuk number, 083-288-401. Now, Mbasuva, as we anticipate some callers coming in, what are some, in your experience, what are some common mistakes that you've seen people make that make them susceptible to fraudulent activities?
Thank you so much for that question. And like I did, like I mentioned, we have been having activations,
mm-hmm.
and we have engaged with our clients, and we have seen some of them say, no, I'm a victim of this. And for us, it was good to see them say no, but now I know on what I need to do and how I need to protect myself. So, and what we want our clients to do is to make sure that, please, we are saying, please do not share your OTP, do not share your password. Please do not do it. We just want to make sure that they understand. If that call comes up and you know that you haven't entered into any competition, please don't allow them to ask more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop and report it.
Yeah. And one thing I learned from some of these engagements that I've attended, like the longer you stay on the line with these people, the more time you are giving them to convince you to access your information, or even maybe they're accessing your location. You never know how sophisticated they are. So just to emphasize on what you're saying, if you're suspicious in any way, it's better to just end the call and then report it to...
Stop and report.
Exactly. Stop and report. Yes. All right. Do you remember the line in the studio? It's 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. You are tuned in to the F&B segment. We are joined by an expert in the field in Basuva, Cornelius, F&B customer digitalization specialist. And today we're talking about how to protect yourselves, especially on the various digital channels that F&B has available. You know, it's the digital world we live in makes things convenient, but it also makes us susceptible to various threats and dangers out there. So it's very important for us to remain protected, remain vigilant, and make sure that, of course, our money is kept safe. Now, Basuva... No, sorry. I thought we had a caller there. Basuva, when it comes to the ease of using our... Because I'm a person who makes use of a lot of online transactions.
Mm.
And sometimes, I'll be honest, I get... in a way, I get annoyed sometimes with all the verification processes that I have to do, because I'm like, it's my phone. Yes, it's me doing the transaction. But just maybe as we're closing off, the importance of these verification steps, that when you're making online purchases, why they need to happen, no matter how annoying they may be sometimes to the customer.
So let me just also elaborate more on that. So mm-hmm. like we said, we really want to make sure that once, even if you log into your online banking, and it's something that we need to make sure that our clients listen, when you log into your online banking, there will some pop-up messages that likes coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We also remind our clients not to click on those mails, and then they are going to ask you about your card number
and
everything. So that's how a lot of our clients are being scammed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're saying. Please make sure that the website, if you're going to log onto our online banking, make sure that you are using the right website. And also, FNB, like we said, will never call you for your OTP. We'll never call you. And also, please, if you're engaging us, whether it's on our Facebook, make sure it's a verified social media platform that we are using.
Right? And
for us to make sure that our clients are protected, they need to understand that our social media platforms are these ones that are verified. And also, what I need to say, what I need to emphasize, to make sure that it happened that I'm in the field and I get to engage with a client, only to find that the client has got a bank account with us and cell phone banking, there's no pin to it.
Mm-hmm.
So which means if you lose that phone, a person will have access to your account. So remember, is the pin to your e-wallet, and also there is a pin to your cell phone banking. It's very important. That 5-digit pin is very important also. You need to have it also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Most definitely. Yeah. And our time is surely running out. I'm going to make a minute or two available for anyone that has questions on the line. 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. You are tuned in to the F&B segment. Before we cross over to... back to Tati Mike in Ondangwa, we'll just briefly make some room for caller interaction. If there's no one with any other questions, this has been another edition of the F&B segment. Do stay tuned into our social media pages if you have any questions you would like to submit there. Basuva will be here to answer them next week.
Yes, please.
Yes. All right, Masuva, thank you very much for joining us and have a pleasant day ahead.
Thank you so much. Aja would like to make sure that they are protected and also to make sure that they are aware of fraud going on. Yes.
Most definitely.
This has been the F&B segment, proudly brought to you by F&B Namibia. Catch the F&B segment every Monday from 7:45.